Hello and welcome to this month's Akashic Inspiration, read by myself, Reverend Sandra L. Gelinas. Let's begin. Opening New Doors to Letting Go. January 2019, Akashic Inspiration. What a year it's been. I truly appreciate each one of you and the energy you bring to the group as I co-create these monthly posts with the Akashic Records. My intention is to help all of us to step into each month invigorated by a touch of Akashic inspiration. So welcome to 2019. May this new year bring you everything you desire and more. May you have greater understanding of both your past and your future while experiencing this very moment with serenity. Over these past few weeks, as we've been transitioning into the new energies of 2019, I've been playing a new game that's just too good to keep to myself. I call it letting go. It's very simple and has brought me deeper self-awareness and much gratitude. This is how I played letting go the morning I started to write this post. I let go of my reluctance to start this post. I let go of my desire to procrastinate about writing this post. I let go of not knowing the best way to begin this post. I let go of the idea that my readers and listeners may not enjoy this post or find something objectionable in it. I let go of my need for people to like this or any other post I write. I let go of feeling it's a huge responsibility to co-write another year of posts with the Akashic Records. I let go of my fears about sharing something so personal with you, my inner thoughts. Aha! Now I'm finally getting down deeper into the real challenge for me in writing this particular post. Yes, I'm excited to share the gift of this game because I've found it fascinating. I also learn more when I share what I'm learning, and I know that. However, I'm nervous about what you'll think. Once I acknowledged my fear, I immediately wrote most of the above. So let's just begin. I'll open the records for this post, then we'll just chat. Let's see how this comes out. After all, it's an experiment. I'm excited to jump into 2019 with a new way to know myself better. I wonder where it will take me as I commit to play Letting Go for the next 12 months. I also invite you to join me if Letting Go resonates with you in some way. Remember, there is exponentially more divine guidance and assistance available when more than one person commits to a spiritual practice. Here are some simple guidelines to playing Letting Go. Please note, there are no rules. Play it like it comes to you. Whenever I feel resistance or inappropriate fears and anxieties clamoring for my attention, I begin stating what I'd like to let go so my life can be easier and happier. I do use I am instead of the contraction I'm. When I begin a statement with I am, I intend that it's supported by my I am presence, my inner divinity. This is my preference. I invite you to choose yours. It's fun to watch how I automatically use I let go when I freely let go of the issue right in that moment. I'm letting go pops up when I'm feeling the need for something to be more of an ongoing process. Just allow your language to be whatever it is. It will be great. I say each phrase once silently and quietly wait for the next to come to me. I could also speak aloud or even write in a journal. I prefer the spontaneity of speaking silently because it's so quick and easy. I can play this game anytime, even when I'm with other people or driving. While this game is great to play with your records open, requesting their inspiration, it's also powerful to begin the moment you notice resistance. Frequently, I've been amazed at what gems arise from this simple practice. Here are two examples of how letting go has unfolded for me over the past few weeks. I wish now that I'd been taking notes. While washing my face one evening before going to bed, I started playing the game. It went something like this. I'm letting go of any debris on my face. What a strange word, debris. I'm letting go of any dead cells on my face and neck. I'm letting go of any dryness on my face. I'm letting go of whatever creates wrinkles on my face. I'm letting go of any beliefs that skin must deteriorate with age. I am letting go of anything and everything through all my levels of being, physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually, through all times that contributes to the rosacea on my face. This felt so good to state. This condition has been a real challenge for years. I'm letting go of all preconceived skin imperfections anywhere on my body. I'm letting go of being critical of any part of my body. There may have been more. I don't remember. You see how this idea of letting go keeps expanding? I do know I tucked myself in bed that night with much gratitude for my wonderful body and how well it supports me every day. And here's a recent game connected to the holidays. I am letting go of my feelings of loneliness and rejection when I'm not with my family during the holidays. I let go of feeling Christmas is not worth celebrating without children. I let go of my belief that I'm not a good grandmother because I'm not with my grandchildren during this holiday time. I let go of feeling drained at the end of the year. I let go of feeling unwanted and abandoned. I let go of all the things I didn't do perfectly this year. And so it goes. Note, you may wonder why letting go seems to focus only on what I'm letting go instead of what I'd like to create. That is normally what I would focus on. In my experience, and it might be different for you, letting go feels like it creates needed space within me that welcomes an upgrade to whatever I'm letting go of. As I keep my focus on letting go, the divine naturally fills whatever space I create with whatever is for my highest good. I don't know what that might be. The divine does. So I turn all that over to her while I keep my awareness on simply letting go. I feel better and lighter with every statement. If this simple game appeals to you, I'd love to hear of your experiences. Remember, there are no rules here. However you do it will be perfect for you. I have a feeling that letting go is the beginning of something life-changing. After 12 months of frequently letting go of what no longer serves my highest good, positive change seems inevitable. My life is already different after just a few weeks. P.S. Perhaps 2019 is the year you let go of whatever hinders you from learning to open your Akashic records. A small group of enthusiastic learners meet 8 times by phone, so the entire training is recorded. Dates for the Module A, Spring, and the new Fast Track Late Summer trainings are on the upcoming events column to the right of the post. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. If you'd like to dive deeper into letting go with the support of your records with Sandra as your Akashic Facilitator, click on the links for a private session or to learn to access your own records so you can request assistance from your records without leaving home. You'll find the links at the bottom of the article. Inspired to post a comment? It's easy. Just scroll to the very bottom of the page. I'd love to hear about your experience of this Akashic inspiration. I personally reply to every comment, even if it may take me a while. Till next time, radiance and love, Sandra.